Rapid gains by Sunni militants in northern Iraq may prompt the U.S. to act. There were reports today that President Obama is considering airstrikes to help stem the advance. The White House won't confirm that, but the fact is the Islamic State militant group continues to gain ground, most recently at the expense of Kurdish forces known as the Peshmerga. The Peshmerga are struggling to defend a 650-mile-long front line against the militants. At the southern tip of that front line is Jalula, a town just 80 miles away from Baghdad. Marine Olivezi traveled there with the Peshmerga's only female colonel.
Three SUVs leave the Kurdish town of Sulaymaniyya. We're heading to Jalula on the front line. Riding with us, half a dozen Peshmerga, among them one woman.
Your daughter?
We're not out of the city yet, but her phone has already rung twice. First her daughter, then her husband.
All I have is just one kid, and he's not able to handle that for me while I'm gone. Kurdish men are very lazy as far as, you know, householding, housekeeping. Like babysitting and taking care of the house while the wife is gone, they're pretty much useless.
Meet Colonel Nahida Ahmed Rashid, the highest-ranking female commander in the Peshmerga force. She's 50 now, but joined the Kurdish nationalist movement in her teens. Then Iraqi authorities under Saddam Hussein started looking for her, so she escaped to the mountains where other Kurdish insurgents were fleeing. Now she's a colonel, the only female one. She earns the same wage as her male counterparts, just about $1,000 a month. Colonels in the Iraqi army make about twice that. But bottom line, Nahida says money can't buy loyalty.
Peshmerga have the, what you call, believing in the cause. So they fight for no money. They fight for their people.
As we talk, the colonel gets another phone call. This time, it's from the front line.
The force down in Jalula need the colonel to do some shopping for them.
So she's on the phone with them now?
Yeah. Like, we need some toothbrush, some toothpaste, some soaps, some detergents. Yeah, tell me what else you need.
At a bazaar in a nearby town, Nahida meets a general who's also heading south. They greet each other in a soap and detergent alley. Then crack jokes about the best herbal shampoo for the fighters. When it's time to pay, most shop owners won't take their money. We jump back in the car. As we approach the front line, the mood changes. Nahida and the other fighters mount their sniper rifles and turn on their walkie-talkies.
She look around the area and between the trees. It's like bad area right now, not controlled by 100%. You might find some IEDs on this road. You might receive small arms fire from the houses around this area. So you have to be very careful. Look around you. Try to drive fast in this area.
Nahida sticks her Kalashnikov out of the window every time we pass by an Arab village. There are also extra measures taken because of her. The Peshmerga believe the presence of a female commander makes the convoy a bigger target.
We're using a code name for the commander, calling her with a, you know, a male name, Muhammad, Mr. Muhammad. So if the enemy is monitoring the transmission on the radio, wouldn't find out there's a female commander among them.
We finally arrive at their makeshift base, a shack made of braided straw. Straight ahead, less than a mile away, starts the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate.
ISIS is in that village. Last night and three nights ago, they were trying to sneak into, you know, get behind our lines in the areas to the south and southwest, and we just, you know, sent them away.
Nahida listens to the latest updates. Some of the men here are relatives. Many are veterans. Ahmed Karim is 74. He's been a Peshmerga for nearly 50 years. He's fought four Iraqi presidents, and he says radical Islamists are worse. Saddam Hussein was ruthless, he says, but it didn't cut people's throat. Kurds have to adapt their strategy. For decades, they were the ones fighting a regular army, guerrilla style. Now the tables have turned. The Peshmerga are on the defensive, facing what they say is an unknown, unseen enemy. Nahida makes one last tour before taking off. Her battalion doesn't operate here. She just came to support and supply the fighters. She tells them they can call her anytime, no matter what they need. One veteran replies, "We're in this together, and for the long run." For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi in Jalula.